This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar today said the pure electoral rolls are the bedrock for any democracy. He made these remarks while addressing the National Roundtable Conference of Election Commission of India and State Election Commissioners in New Delhi today. Talking about the Special Intensive Revision SIR, Mr. Kumar said all those eligible electors should be in the electoral rolls, while all those ineligible must be excluded. He said the special intensive revision started with the state of Bihar, and after that the exercise was conducted in 12 states, out of which final electoral rolls of 11 states were published.
Pure electoral rolls are the bedrock of any democracy, and the Election Commission of India, in its historic pursuit, started the special intensive revision, wherein which all eligible electors should be inside the rolls, while at the same time ineligible electors should be excluded, in line with Article 326 of the Indian Constitution.
President Draupadi Murmu will be on a four-day visit to Maharashtra, Jharkhand and Rajasthan from today. The president will inaugurate the nationwide campaign, Saving Lives and Building a Healthier Bharat, being organized by PD Hinduja Hospital at Lok Bhavan, Mumbai today. Tomorrow, the president will grace the National Arogya Fair 2026, being organized by the Union Ministry of Ayush at Chegaon, Buldhana. She will also grace the state-level launch of Golden Era of Maharashtra through Unity and Trust, organized by Brahma Kumaris in Nagpur tomorrow. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today inaugurated the Tourism Leadership Summit 2026, organized by the U.S.-India Strategic Partnership Forum in New Delhi. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Radhakrishnan said, "Tourism is more than an industry. It is a bridge between cultures and a driver of economic opportunities." He said, "Tourism is a powerful instrument for soft diplomacy and a key pillar of the India-U.S. economic corridor." The Vice President highlighted that travellers seek experiences, authenticity, sustainability, culture, heritage, wellness and meaningful connection. Mr. Radhakrishnan said tourism is one of the largest employment generators. He stressed on investing in skills, entrepreneurship and women-led enterprises to ensure inclusive and sustainable growth of the tourism sector. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a two-day state visit to Israel from tomorrow. He is scheduled to hold wide-ranging talks with his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu in Tel Aviv. Talking to Akashvani News in Jerusalem, Ambassador of India to Israel J.P. Singh informed that the Prime Minister Modi will meet President of Israel Isaac Herzog and will address the Parliament of Israel Knesset. He said India and Israel are on the same page on the issue of terrorism. He added that whenever there has been a crisis, the two countries have stood by each other.
On terrorism front, India's policy is very clear. As Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi ji has already said many times that we have zero tolerance policy on terrorism. In this particular front, I think India and Israel are on the same page. And whenever there has been a crisis, both the countries stand with each other.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Rob Jetten on assuming office as the Prime Minister of the Netherlands. In a social media post today, Prime Minister Modi said India and the Netherlands share an extensive relationship across diverse sectors. The Prime Minister expressed his eagerness to work closely with his Dutch counterpart to add further momentum to the growing ties between the two countries and their people. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, England will take on Pakistan in a Group 2 Super 8 match at the Palikele International Cricket Stadium this evening. Earlier, the West Indies defeated Zimbabwe by 107 runs in the Super 8 match of Group 1 at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. The Sensex and the Nifty were trading nearly 1% lower in forenoon trade today, weighed down by selling pressure in the IT index. The Sensex lost 774 points to 82,521, while the Nifty dropped 217 points to 25,496 when reports last came in. Among the sectoral indices, the IT index plunged more than 3.5% amid persistent concerns over artificial intelligence-led disruption. And with that, we end this news bulletin.